Lee, Back to the 70s.
Whenever I'm away from you, my alibi is telling people I don't care for you. Maybe I'm just hanging around with my head up, upside down. It's a pity I can't seem to find someone who's as pretty lovely as you.
David Cassidy with How Can I Be Sure? The one-time teen idol whose records were snapped up in millions, whose concerts sold out in the world's biggest arenas, and whose famous Keith Partridge made him a youthful dollar millionaire, is back. Who could forget the first face to be turned into a complete range of merchandise, from lunchboxes to love beads? His every personal detail was chronicled in Fave or Tiger Beat, and his fan club was bigger than that of the Beatles or Elvis. But like all journeys, the Partridge's psychedelic bus came to a halt. Cassidy was burnt out, and it's taken him nearly 20 years to put the pieces of his life back together the way he wants them. Now he's over from the States to appear in Willie Russell's musical Blood Brothers in London's West End. He plays Mickey, the scruffy twin separated at birth from his brother, and the part requires him to grow up from snotty-nosed 7-year-old to pimply teenager to a man in his 20s, all in the course of a couple of hours. When he came into the studio, I asked him if he found it hard getting inside the skin of a disadvantaged Scouse kid.
I know a lot about this guy and his life, and I grew up in a very not so different environment than the one Mickey grows up in, a working class. Liverpool is a place that I've spent more than a couple days into my life, but I understand the heart and the emotion of the people that we know and the humor. It became, for me, one of the most significant, I think, you know, you have earmarks and what changed your life and your career. And Blood Brothers is one of the most significant moments when I decided to do it, because of everything that's come from it. People's perception of me in America is very different. You know, 2 million people have seen me do it there.
Hello. What's your name?
Michael Johnston. But everybody calls me Mickey Wilcox.
Edward Lyons.
Do they call you Eddie?
No.
Well, I will.
Will you?
How old are you, Eddie?
7.
I'm older than you are. I'm nearly 8.
Well, I'm nearly 8, really.
When's your birthday?
July the 18th.
So was mine.
Is it really?
We was born on the same day. That means we could be blood brothers. Do you want to be blood brother, Eddie?
Yes, please.
What happened on that stage, I heard people that have seen it here in the last few days tell me that they were totally unprepared for. You know, when they think of me, they think of me with long hair, or they think of me looking a certain way, sounding a certain way. And, you know, your image and your persona, if you are famous, comes into play until they see you run across the stage in short pants and dirt on your face, short hair and a Liverpudlian accent. You know, their mouths drop open for the first 2 or 3 minutes. And then they get it, and I can feel that happen in an audience. And I'm very excited about being here, although only 4 weeks. It'll be, for me, kind of like the icing on the cake, because very few American actors get to play here in the West End. It's an opportunity for me to do something that I've been very successful with in America, and to bring something else to it, I think.
Because you actually started off as an actor. Mm. So it was actor that you were first selected to
appear
in the Partridge Family.
And people are astounded by that.
They?
Well, they do forget it, but they're also astounded that no one ever asked me if I could sing. They didn't care. It was just the fact that I had been playing in bands, and I did it for fun and as an aside. And had I not done the part in the Partridge Family, I never would have probably set off and made a record other than, you know, to do cast albums and things like that. So, in a way, it was just a twist of fate and fortune that I got to, you know, tour around the world and play these phenomenal venues, arenas, stadiums, and do what I got to do in the 70s. And really where my career went off on a totally different tangent. And I decided that it had gone far enough and I had done it as best as anyone could do that experience, that I wanted to stop. And I then realized I didn't know what I wanted to do anymore, because I couldn't just be an actor anymore. I was this thing, you know, this David Cassidy character that had been created, and I really wanted to just be a very respected actor when I began. And from that experience, I learned to write songs, and I'd become a pretty good singer-songwriter. But, you know, more than that, I had this fame that I was carrying around on my shoulders.
Quite a
persona.
Burden, actually, isn't it?
It was a big burden at the time. And I decided the only way to leave it was to leave it completely and to retire and then try and recreate something else. Maybe recreate an acting career or recreate something creative that stimulated me again. So I went back to the beginning. I went back to class. I started acting again. And, you know, it was very difficult for me. People did not want to embrace me as that. And, you know, if anything, they wanted to sort of slag me off because of the fame and the adulation and all those labels that went along with being a sex symbol and all that stuff, which wasn't me. It was just what people put on me. And I felt, in a sense, really inhibited by all of that preconception and the labels that were put on me, teen idol and all those things that they tend to lend no credibility to what you do.
It's very artificial, isn't it?
It's very artificial. And it's something that I always walked away from, you know. As soon as people would start on me, I'm like, oh, God, please don't do this. I would do an interview and cringe as soon as they would go, I have with me, David, in quote parenthesis, all of these things, Cassidy. And I would say, oh, no. Here I am. And you start minus 10. Now see if you can get to zero by the end of the interview, you know. As opposed to, here you are, you've done all this work. What do you really want to do, and what is life about for you? And for me now, I have the best of it because I get to do really good work, and I have a family and someone to share my life with. And I get to be a dad, and I get to be a husband, and I get to have a lot of the work and the impact that I had on people's lives. My work from the early days, people have grown up with me, and they have I've had an impact on people's lives, and they care enough about me to still come and see me. And, you know, that is what differentiates me from a guy who's pumping gas. And I'm well aware of that. And I don't ever take that lightly. And the fact that people come up to me all the time and say, I want to tell you something. You have no idea what you meant to me. And I usually respond with, I think I do have an idea of what I meant to you, because I was in it with you. And I watched and felt and was at the focal point of all of that reaction. And, you know, I feel very blessed that I'm a survivor, that I have had a second career and a third career.
And if you count from 1 to 10, you can get up off the ground again. It doesn't matter, the whole thing's just a game.
You're following a different strand of career now, very successfully, but the Partridge Family won't go away, will it? I mean, because it still goes on.
I don't
on.
Want it to go away, really. I have no agenda with it. I just don't want to go back and do it again. And people, they feel very comfortable, especially, you know, producers. And I would go crazy, because any time in television during the 1980s, and I would rarely, with very rare exception, I did an Alfred Hitchcock, I think, but other than doing the very rare exception, I turned everything down, because anything that said rock star dad had my name on it. You know, anything it had older rock star dealing with fame, it had David Cassidy's name on it. And I really wanted nothing to do with that anymore. I decided I had to do something drastically and dramatically different. So I decided to go back and start at the beginning.
You sort of went back and caught up on those lost years, didn't you?
Some of them.
Yeah.
And I also have kept my hand in, you know, the music, and I'm in the middle of writing an album right now and producing it and singing and arranging, and creatively the juices are there and they're flowing, and I'm more interested in working now probably than I've ever been. I really want to play again. I want to do it live more than anything. For me, it could be my moment, I think, in terms of an adult musical career. I feel like it's that.
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly
changing. How can I be sure where I stand with you?
David Cassidy, who's appearing in Blood Brothers at the Phoenix Theatre in London from today until the 6th of January.